Philippe Laurent Roland trained in the studio of Augustin Pajoux, one of the most famous sculptors of the 19th century. In 1802, Roland made this plaster bust of Jean-Antoine Chaptal. Like most of his contemporaries, he worked for the royal family before pursuing his career during the French Revolution. A chemist by training, Chaptal taught at the University of Toulouse. He was an early adopter of revolutionary thought and was called to Paris, where he led a brilliant political career. When Roland sculpted this portrait, Chaptal was Minister of the Interior for First Consul Napoleon Bonaparte. At the time, the ministry oversaw education and the fine arts. Chaptal asked to be portrayed according to the conventions of the artist's portrait. His pose is lively, with his shirt open at the chest and a natural hairstyle without a wig. He has an inspired look on his face and the beginnings of a smile. The composition is purposefully simple and spontaneous. Much like in Houdon sculptures, Chaptal's pupils have been delicately carved into the iris to capture the light and make the sculpture appear more lifelike. Here, Roland demonstrates his ability to convey the psychological nuances of his sitters with great sensitivity. There is nothing here that reveals the model's status or power, yet he has the serene, self-assured look of a man who is still in his prime of life and knows his worth and takes pride in having it recognized. In 1801, Chaptal created a network of provincial museums that distributed across France the artworks confiscated from churches and the nobility during the French Revolution, as well as those seized in numerous countries all over Europe. Chaptal chose 15 cities, including Toulouse, to host the works of art that were accumulating in the Louvre. He is the reason no fewer than 43 paintings arrived at the Musée des Augustins. Thank you, Jean-Antoine Chaptal.